There's two players I just want to bring up before we leave this segment that I know meant a lot to you. And if you could just share some memories, and because I know you were there during their incredible careers at Iowa. And those two players are Chris Street and Roy Marble, both passing away in different times, one a tragic accident, one from a terrible disease, cancer, of course, claiming the life of Roy Marble. Can you just share with us your experiences that you went through, in that immediate aftermath, obviously with Street, and then just knowing Roy and everything he was going through toward the end of his life and what he meant to Iowa and to you?
To be honest with you, even today I get pretty emotional talking about the Chris Street thing. It's going to be, I think, 25 years coming up here in January of his passing. And Tom Davis at that time led us through a very tragic time on this campus and our team, and I think was so such great leadership in front of the team, but I know he and his wife were emotional behind. And Chris Street was a special young man. He was still young, he was still learning and growing, and he was going to be a phenomenal athlete. But as a person, he came from a great family, and it was such a tragic loss for all of us. I remember his last game we played at Cameron against Duke, and he set the Iowa free throw record. And I remember him going up to him afterwards and telling him about how it'll be awesome to tell his kids someday how he set that record in front of the Cameron Crazies and what it was like and how noisy it was and everything. And then to think the next week he wasn't with us. And that was a tragic time. Hardest, most negative thing I think I've been through in sports, and very difficult. And then Roy, you know what? A special man, went through a lot in his life. I went up to his funeral in Flint, Michigan. I had to miss our Pittsburgh football game here. And I just don't miss those things, but I knew somebody from Iowa had to be there, and he was important to this program. And he had a lot of pride in being a Hawk. And then he came down with cancer, and he fought, and he fought, and he fought, Mr. Katz. And he was determined he wasn't going to die from it. But as it was, it happened. And oh my, I was so glad that I went up to the services for him, because the city of Flint and those people pulled out all the stops. His high school coach and George Raveling and so many members of BJ and members of his team were there. And his daughter plays for Wisconsin Badgers, and that whole team came up by bus. And Mateen Cleaves got up and talked, and oh, it was the most inspirational, rewarding thing, tribute to Roy that I could ask for. And those were great Hawkeyes, great people that their lives ended way too short.